SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and thanks for joining us. In today's program, we hear about the Tourism Enhancement Fund's plans to refurbish Falmouth in Trelawney. And stick around for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. This is Roundabout JA. Thanks for joining us. The Tourism Enhancement Fund has major plans to redevelop the town of Falmouth in Trelawney as part of a wider development project geared towards the development and preservation of the country's heritage sites, landmarks, and cultural products. $900 million has been earmarked to carry out a wide-scale renovation of the town, home to the island's newest cruise shipping pier. Executive Director of the TEF, Clyde Harrison, says the $900 million undertaking is being done in two phases. The first is the Falmouth Streetscape Improvement Project, which will see the TEF working to upgrade infrastructural features of the town, such as drainage, roadways, and road surfaces.
What we are looking at is treating with the actual town itself in terms of the authentic nature of the town. We're trying to maintain the drainage system, but we also want to cover it and treat with the surfaces. Make it easier and more friendly for people to walk the town and be comfortable in the town. That's the first aspect of it. That's what we call the streetscape.
The second phase will involve the development of Hampden Wharf. This project will see historical buildings in the vicinity of the wharf being converted for commercial use, with walkways built, allowing smoother traffic flow from the wharf through to the current cruise ship pier and into the streets. The Falmouth Streetscape Improvement Project is expected to cost $330 million, while the Hampden Wharf Development Project will cost an estimated $585 million. Work will also include aesthetic and structural improvements to roads and lanes in the vicinity of Water Square in the town.
Let's work with the CDA to protect the children.
Celebrating 10 years, protecting the nation's children, planting the seeds to change, soothe, and heal. The Child Development Agency, securing a brighter tomorrow.
Transforming lives in many places, putting smiles on the little faces, making homes where children can thrive and their talent realized.
Let's work with the CDA to protect the children.
10 years safeguarding our children, encouraging better parenting.
So, fighting abuse and daddy's absent for the children's sake. Let's work with the CDA
to protect the children, protect the children.
CDA, protecting children, transforming lives, securing the future.
An executive agency under the Ministry of Youth and Culture.
One of the outcomes of Vision 2030 is that teachers will be trained to world-class standards. With the full support of parents and families, Jamaica will place emphasis on early childhood development. All this in an effort to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Visit vision2030.gov.jm for more information. And now our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
I'm Auntie Carol, and I'm from St. Elizabeth. And as a child growing up, I was told that when your knee is touching you, it means that you are going to sleep in someone else's bed. I have proven that for myself. Whenever my knee is touching me, I know that I won't be sleeping at my house for some time. And that is my experience of Jamaica.
You can share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica with us. Email tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-3590-4. Thanks for your company on today's program. I'm Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer. Until next time, take care and walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.